You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. No sign of Coach Craig Steensma, so we are going to jump into the men's pregame show. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs getting set for the men's half of our doubleheader. And let's begin by visiting with Coach Ross Dalma about today's matchup between Dort College and Concordia. Ross Dalma joins me as the Dort College Defenders prepare to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Coach, your team coming off an overtime win over the Briarcliff Chargers on Wednesday.
What's that?
You're prepared now for a contest with Concordia, and we talked briefly yesterday about this Concordia team. A very young team, but sounds like a talented team that by the time this year is over, it could be very good.
Mike, I'm very impressed with them. I think they're a team that's rapidly improving. They're young, and they're tough. And they're coming off their first conference win, so they got to have a little bit of confidence coming in here today. They have some outstanding young players, but they have some older kids, too, that have been around a little bit and having good seasons as well. I told our guys yesterday, I'm not sure that they're going to win the conference this year, but I really believe they're going to have a big factor in who does.
This Concordia team, what do they do? You talked about their youth. You talked about their toughness. What do they do specifically on the offense? Let's start.
Offensively, they're very deliberate. They know where they want to go with the basketball. They run some very pattern sets where they're very patient and methodical, and essentially they make you play defense for 20 to 25 seconds. And that's something that the opponents that we've played so far have not necessarily been the case, you know, with the up-and-down games that we've been involved in. So that's going to be a little bit of a transition for us.
Defensively, what will they do?
Defensively, they'll mix it up, primarily man-to-man, but they will go to some zone. They'll do some full-court 2-2-1 press. They'll change things up, try to keep the opposing team off balance. And when they are in their man, they're going to be very physical with it. They pack it in tight, they'll double the post, and they'll make the opposing team, us today, make plays.
How do you feel about how your team's playing right now? We're 10, 11 games into the season. What do you think of your team?
Well, I think one of the things that we've really done well is stick together. We play together. We haven't tried to do things maybe that we aren't capable of doing, so that's been really neat to see. I think that our guys are at a point now where perhaps many teams are that you're a week and a half away from Christmas, and you know we're getting worn down. I mean, there's no question about it. We've got a lot of young kids out there. This is new for them. In terms of the sheer amount of basketball. We, yesterday, I think, had our 41st practice of the year. Many high school kids don't get that until the first or second week in February. So that's going to be our concern as we finish the things out before Christmas.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about his team and the challenges it faces. Let's take a closer look at Concordia and some of the individuals. Concordia men are 3-6 overall, 1-3 in league play. They had an 86-81 win over Doan on the road this past Wednesday, snapping a three-game losing streak. Other losses for the Bulldogs in the league are to Morningside, Briarcliff, and Hastings. Adam Vogt tops the team with a 16.8 points per game average. He's making 21 of 57 three-point tries. Max Wagner is good for 16 points per game, and Robbie Thomas is at 11.6 points per contest. Chandler Folkert scores 10.4 points per game. Now, I don't believe that Wagner has been playing much as of late. Thomas and Wagner get in on 7.7 and 8.0 rebounds per game. Eli Ziegler scores 7.2 points per game. That comes mostly in a reserve role. Concordia is getting outscored on average 86.2 to 77.1. They get out-rebounded 40.0 to 34.4. Concordia has committed 155 turnovers, while foes have 121 through 9 games. The Defenders are 11-1 this season, won 8 games in a row since a November 8 loss to Davenport. The Defenders were rated number 12 in the most recent NAI Coaches Poll. Dort College is outscoring teams 93.6 to 78.0, and they've hit triple digits 5 times. Dort College out-rebounds teams 43.8 to 29.3. They're converting 50.6% of the field goals they try. Dort College also allows teams to convert 45.2% of their field goals. The Defenders are 74 of 202 on three-point tries, 265 of 369 on free throws. Kyle Lindberg averages a team-high 18.4 points per game with 10 rebounds, and he's making 59.2% of his field goal attempts. Dalton Franken has a 15.1 points per game average, and he gets to 4.5 rebounds. Austin Kachi is good for 13.5 points and 3.5 rebounds, and he is making a gaudy 27 of 58 three-point shots, for 46.6% success. Tyler Walterstorff's scoring average is 11.8 points per game, and he gets 3.9 rebounds. Nathan Rendles is good for 9.3 points per game and has a 5.1 rebounding average, and he tops the team with 44 assists through 12 games. David Herter is coming off of the bench for 7.8 points per game, and his rebounding average is 4.8. Alex Terpstra is good for 7.1 points per game, and he's made 40.4% of his three-point tries. We'll be back with starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Here are your starting lineups for the Concordia Bulldogs. They will start number 10, Devin Edwards, a 5'6 freshman from Lincoln, Nebraska. They will also start number 12. Let's back that up and try that again. Number 10 is Adam Vogt, a 5'9 senior from Syracuse, Nebraska. Averages 16.8 points per game. Number 12 is Robbie Thomas, a 6'7 sophomore from Shawnee, Kansas, averaging 11.6 points per game. Number 23 is Aaron Walker, a 6'3 freshman from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per game. DeAndre White's a 6'2 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 5.4 points per game. And Chandler Folkers is a 6'8 freshman from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 10.4 points per outing for the Concordia Bulldogs. And Coach Ben Limbach in his first year coaching for the Concordia Bulldogs. For the Dort College Defenders, they will go with Nathan Rendles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 9.3 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi. Kachi's a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 13.5 points per contest. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 18.4 points per outing. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, wearing number 33. He's averaging 15.1 points per game. And Tyler Walterstorff is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 11.8 points per game. Some of the players off the bench we anticipate seeing for Concordia: Eli Ziegler, a 6-foot freshman from Littleton, Colorado, averaging 7.2 points per game. Micah Colway, a 6'3 sophomore from Seward, Nebraska, averaging 5 points per game. And Justin Dammy, a 6'10 freshman from Cook, Nebraska, averaging 6.6 points per outing. For the defenders, the key reserves include Brian Sumner, a 6'2 freshman from Ankeny, averaging 3.1 points per game. Patrick Nabli, 6'2 freshman from Sauk Center, Minnesota, averaging 1.1 points per outing. Alex Terpstra, a 6'4 freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado, averaging 7.1 points per game. David Denherter, a 6'9 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per game. Danny Voss is a 6-foot freshman from Ripon, California. He's averaging right at 1 point per contest. Last outing for these two teams came back on Wednesday. The Concordia men led Doan 40-29 at halftime, went on to win 86-81 Wednesday night. They were led by Thomas with 18 points and 6 rebounds. Vogt added 17. The defender men needed overtime to slide by Briarcliff 104-97. Dort was 35 of 71 from the field, 31 of 38 on free throws. They were led by Dalton Franken with 24. He also had 5 rebounds. Nathan Rendles scored 21 and had 11 rebounds with 3 assists and 2 steals. David Denherter came off of the bench to score 16. Tyler Walterstorff and Austin Kachi both had 14. We are just about set for basketball. Concordia in their home whites, and the opening tap controlled by the Dort College Defenders. For the basketball is Rendles. Rendles passes left side Tyler. Tyler gives it up over to Franken. Franken with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken with it right side to Rendles. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Drop it inside for Walterstorff. Double team. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Concordia. And number 12, Robbie Thomas. And going to the free throw line will be Tyler Walterstorff to shoot a pair of free throws. Tyler averaging 11.8 points per contest. First free throw on the way from the Walls Center is up and in and out, no good. Another one on the way. Second free throw coming here for Tyler Walterstorff. Not a very big crowd on hand for today's contest. Looking across the way at the Concordia student body. Not much there. I would venture to guess about 30 students. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads it 1-0. Vogt with the basketball. He passes right side to DeAndre White. White with the ball. He passes over to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Thomas gives it up left side. Now gets the return pass to Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts with it. Folkerts trying to work for position inside. We've got a foul on the play called on Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg whistled for the personal foul. And for Kyle, that's number one. Team foul number one on the defenders. A fresh 35 for Concordia to work with. Inbounding the basketball will be Concordia. They throw it in. Get it down on the baseline. With the basketball is Aaron Walker. Walker gives it up to DeAndre White. White in the lane. His layup is good. York College trails 2-1. Into the front court. Pass over to Lindberg. Lindberg puts it up in traffic. Count the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Foul called on Chandler Folkerts is his first. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. 19:04 remaining in the first half. First free throw and only free throw for Lindberg, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's tapped and controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf. Feeds it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg right side, Franken. Franken gets a step, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Dalton will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. That foul called on Aaron Walker. That's his first. 3-2 our score. The defenders leading by a point. Free throws on the way for Franken. Franken to shoot two. First one by Franken is off the front iron, no good. Another free throw on the way for Dalton Franken. North College 1-for-3 from the free throw line to start. Another free throw on the way for Dalton Franken. This one's up, and that one's good. He rattles that one in. Franken makes 1-of-2. North College leads 4-2. 4-2 our score, right side. They pass it over to, well, it's taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the steal, goes in for the dunk. Kyle Lindberg with the dunk. He's got five. The steal and the slam dunk for Dort College. And Adam Vogt will bring it up. Dort College opening up in man-to-man defense. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt pulls up from 19. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Dalton Franken into the front court. Franken sizes it up. Kicks it back over to Rindles. Rindles penetrating. Puts it up, and he's going to be called for steps. Travel violation called on the Dort College defenders. Concordia basketball. Robbie Thomas inbounds the basketball to DeAndre White. White with it across the timeline. White with the basketball out front. Looking for Thomas. Finds Thomas. He's got it on the right side. Passes back into the corner to DeAndre White. DeAndre, well, that's Thomas. And Walker takes the three. No good. Missed it strong. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College has it out of bounds, actually. And Concordia is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Concordia. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Also made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. North College basketball bringing it up, leading 6-2 with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles out front with it on the right side now, angling off, picks up his dribble, passes out front Kachi. Kachi over to Frank and Dalton with it, right side Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kachi, Kachi into the corner, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Tyler, Tyler, free throw line, right side, Kachi. Ball fake, down to the baseline, taps it back over to Waltersdorf, 12 to shoot. Waltersdorf back over to Lindberg. Lindberg on the short corner, 10 to shoot. Lindberg will spin. His shot on the baseline, missed it, no good, off the backboard. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, DeAndre White. White with it on the right side. White looking, passes over to Thomas. Thomas back over to White. White on the right side. He's going to step in. 17-footer. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. He's going to drive in. Kicks it over to Kachi. Kachi open look at a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound is long. Thomas comes up with it. Throws it over to Vogt. Here comes Concordia in transition. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt with it on the left side. Sizing things up. Passes over to Robbie Thomas. Thomas gives it up to White. White with the basketball, Folkerts. Folkerts, stuff side, Thomas. Thomas working on Rindles. Spins, puts it up, partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Kyle Lindberg will check out of the ballgame. Tyler Waltersdorf stays on the floor. David Denherter checks in. They pass it out front to Walker. Walker to White, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia, Italy, Dort College basketball. 16:40 remaining. Dort College basketball. Walking it up will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles out front. Nathan passes over to Kachi. Kachi looking for Den Herter. Den Herter with the basketball, working his way in against Folkers. Dumps it underneath for Waltersdorf. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Concordia. Thought Dort College had an easy look at the bucket. Concordia converged, driving in, and a charging foul called on Walker. Aaron Walker went airborne, didn't have a flight plan, and there to take the charge was Austin Kachi. Checking into the contest for Concordia is Justin Dammy. Also checking in for the Bulldogs, Eli Ziegler. Dort College will bring the basketball up. This is Nathan Rindles. Dort College leading 6-2, 16-14 remaining. And Tyler Waltersdorf looking for Adam Franken on the, for Dalton Franken on the cut. Was unable to make it through the lane. He got held up. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. DeAndre White with it across the half-court stripe. Passes right side over to Thomas. Thomas with the ball. Gives it up to Walker. Walker underneath Folkerts. Folkerts shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Rindles. Rindles right side. Kachi. Kachi. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf leaves the shot short. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi Rindles. Rindles looking down low. Instead puts up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles layup good. The tap. Keeping it alive was Tyler Waltersdorf. And coming up with the two-point basket was Nathan Rindles. Dort College leads 8-2. Driving the other way, and a blocking foul called on the defenders and Nate Rindles. Rindles picks up foul number one. Team foul number two on the defenders. Checking into the contest will be Kyle Lindberg. Also checking in, Alex Terpstra. And Justin Dammy will check out of the contest. Dammy ends up with a bloody nose on the play, and he will check out of the contest. New player checking in for Concordia. This will be Stephen Llewellyn. Llewellyn, a 6'5 freshman. And they're going to have to take care of some blood on the floor as well. Dort College leading 8-2. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley for 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. When we resume play, it'll be Concordia basketball. And I believe it might be some free throws involved. Shooting the free throws will be Concordia's Aaron Walker. Walker is a 78% free throw shooter, and now there's more blood that they've spotted on the playing surface. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. 15:29 left to go in the first half. Dort College over Concordia, 8-2 in a game played in Seward, Nebraska. GPAC women's basketball scores from earlier today. Hastings over Briarcliff, 86-68. Doan over Mount Marty, 75-70. Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan, 105-53. Dakota Wesleyan drops Midland, 85-74. And it was Concordia over Dort College, 89-66. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Two free throws on the way for Aaron Walker. Walker makes the first one. As I said, he's a 78% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way. Free throw number two for Walker. This one's up. Left it short. No good. Dort College with a five-point lead. Lindberg with the rebound. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles for the right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Lindberg. Lindberg facing up. at the three-point line at the top of the key. Right side, Kachi. Kachi over to Lindbergh, working against Thomas. Lindbergh puts it on the floor, shovels it back over to Rindles. Rindles a long two, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra, Kachi. Kachi over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, working the two-man game. Comes back left side, gets it over to Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the left baseline. Lindbergh against Thomas. His jump hook from 10, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia off and running. Ziegler, Ziegler down to the baseline. Comes back out front, Walker. Walker, Thomas, Thomas, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Here comes Door College. Rindles, Rindles with the basketball. Concordia retreating rapidly on defense. They come over to Kachi. They don't want to give up any easy layups. Rindles, right side, Terp, Terp, three, got it. Three-point basket for Alex Terpstra. Dort College leads 11-3. 11-3 the score. Dort College on defense. Concordia basketball, Thomas. Robbie Thomas with it. Passes back out front, Ziegler. Ziegler to Thomas. Thomas working against Lindbergh. He'll put it on the floor. Drives the lane. Terpstra tried to strip him. Shot is off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Outlets to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. They don't have the numbers. Lindbergh's going to attack the lane. Kicks it out right side, Kachi. Kachi over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Underneath it goes Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up. Shot no good. Pipe for the basketball. It's taken away by Concordia. Aaron Walker into the front court. His team down eight. Nobody stops the ball, and a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College. And that's going to be on at Terpstra. Alex picks up his first personal, team foul number three. And a two-shot foul situation coming here for Walker. Three new players checking in for Dort College at the break. First free throw on the way for Walker is up. Missed it, no good. He's got another one on the way. Rindles is out. Kachi is out. Den Herder is out. Sumner, Franken. That's Brian Sumner, Franken, and Patrick Nabla check into the contest. So you're going with four freshmen and a senior on the floor right now. Terpstra and Lindbergh remaining on the floor. Sumner with a rebound. He hands it off to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College in transition. Pass over to Franken. Jumper, left baseline, good. Dalton Franken doesn't waste any time. He pulls the trigger. Dort College leads 13-3. With the basketball out front is Walker. Aaron Walker with the ball, guarded by Nabla. Walker picks up his dribble, passes over to Thomas. Thomas will drive in, and we've got a foul called before the shot. That's going to go on Dalton Franken. Franken picks up foul number one. Dalton Franken picks up the personal foul. New players checking in for Concordia. Folkerts is back in. Seth Curran checks in for the first time. Dort College leading by 10, 13-20 remaining. Looking for Adam Vogt. They pass it up front with the basketball is Eli Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. He passes to Curran. Curran with the ball. Curran out front. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Thomas. Ball down low. Tip taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. They get it to Franken. Franken stops. Pops. Off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Thomas. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia, Robbie Thomas, picks it up, gets it away to Folkerts. Folkerts underneath, his shot is good. Chandler Folkerts with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 13-5. Lindbergh with the basketball, gets it right side, over to Nabla. Nabla to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Franken. He'll put up a three, hit it. Three-point basket for Dalton Franken, and he's got six, and the defenders lead 18-5. 18-5 the score, Concordia basketball. With it is Seth Curran. Curran goes right side, Vogt. Vogt with a basketball on the right wing. Vogt's going to drive in, kicks it into the left corner. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Folkerts. Folkerts, nifty little move inside is good. He's got 4 points. Dort College leads 18-7. With a basketball is Franken. Out front it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a basketball. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, right wing. They give it back over to Sumner. Sumner, Franken, Franken, top of the key, three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Folkerts. Here comes Concordia. Adam Vogt with the basketball. Vogt's going to drive in, and a reach-in foul called on the defenders, and I believe that's going to be on Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for the personal foul. His second. Wholesale changes for the defenders, or nearly wholesale changes. Franken will stay on the floor. Rendles, Kachi, Walterstorff, and Den Herter join him. Dort College leading. 16-7 the score. I was a little ahead on things on my running tally. 16-7, Dort College down, or up, I should say. Folkerts reverses into the corner. Driving in, right-handed layup, no good, but there for the putback is Folkerts. Chandler Folkerts with six. Dort College leads 16-9. With the basketball left side, Kachi. Kachi gets a ball screen. Kachi back over to Tyler. Tyler shovels it off. Den Herter. Den Herter's shot partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Tyler. Tyler off of the glass, good. Tyler Walterstorff with 3 points. Dort College leads 18-9. Long pass into the front court. Shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Franken with it in the backcourt. Has it. Comes right side, Kachi. Kachi reverses Rendles. Now Walterstorff. Walterstorff, a long two off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. And Robbie Thomas is fouled on the play by Nate Rendles, and Rendles has just picked up foul number two. Foul number two on Rendles. Nabla will check into the game. Den Herter will check out. Lindbergh is back in. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia down 9, 18-9. With the basketball is Curran. Curran passes over to Thomas. Robbie Thomas with the basketball. Thomas looking for the backdoor cutter. Instead, he's going to put it on the floor, lays it up with the left hand. He got around his man and lays it up. Robbie Thomas averaging 11.6 points per game. Dort College leads 18-11. Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball. Comes back to Franken. Franken puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Thomas, long pass into the front court. Dort College not getting back on defense. Colway passes it off. They kick it out and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Kyle Lindbergh. .10-17 remaining. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be. Well, Alex Wakefield checks into the game. Colway to throw it in. Colway throws it in over the top. Pass down low with the ball. A hook shot in the lane is up and good for Dammy. Dammy with a two-point basket. Dort College's lead is down to 5 at 18-13. With the basketball is Franken. Franken over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the left side. Walterstorff jump hook in the lane. Good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Tyler will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul's going to go on Justin Dammy, his first. And Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line, trying to extend the lead for the defenders. Tyler's free throw is off the heel, no good. 20-13, Dort College leading by 7. Walterstorff 1-for-3 from the free throw line, and now a hold called in the backcourt against Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for the personal, and that's team foul number 7 on the defenders. 1-1 coming for Concordia. 9:52 left to play in the first half. So 9:52 bonus time for Concordia. 1-1 opportunity for Curran. He's a 75% free throw shooter, makes the first one. He's got another one coming. He's averaging 2.3 points per game is Curran. Second free throw on the way for Curran is up, and that one's good as well. So Curran makes them both. Dort College's lead is 5, 20-15. With the basketball, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the front court. Walterstorff hesitation move, gets it over to Kachi. Kachi to Franken. Franken gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking for the cutter. Instead, puts it up the floater in the lane with the right hand. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with 6 points. Dort College leads 22-15. Concordia basketball, 9:30 left to go in the half. Concordia with the basketball. Walking it up is Curran. Curran gives it off left side, Colway. Colway looks for the ball screen. Gets a pick and roll. Now kicks it right side to Curran. Curran, they give it up underneath. Shot no good. The short shot by Concordia. Here comes Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the front court. Walterstorff hesitates, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Foul called on Concordia. And that foul is going to go on Wakefield. So two free throws on the way for Waltersdorf as he was fouled in the act of shooting. And Tyler right now can't find the range from the free throw line. He is 1-for-4 from the charity stripe. Can extend the lead for Dort College here. They lead by 7. Checking back into the game is Adam Vogt. Shooting another free throw will be Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf free throw is up, and that one's right through. Bottom that one out. Dort College leads 23-15. Waltersdorf with 6 points. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Well, now they're going to say it was touched by Dort College before it went out of bounds. So Concordia will get the basketball back. And with it is DeAndre White. White passes over to Adam Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt driving in, gets a screen, kicks it out. Thomas. Thomas, three ball, got it. Robbie Thomas with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 23-18. At Dalton Franken with the basketball. Comes back over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg over to Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Franken. Franken, right side, Nabla. Nabla, Kachi. Kachi trying to back his way in. Puts it up. Tough shot, and it won't go down. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia, DeAndre White with it. 8:27 remaining. They find Thomas on the opposite side. Thomas puts it on the floor again. Into the lane, and he's going to be called for traveling. Thomas whistled for the travel. Well, Robbie Thomas, a 6'7 sophomore from Shawnee, Kansas, came in and played mostly reserve minutes last year for Concordia off of the bench. With it out front is Nabla. Nabla goes high post, Lindberg. Lindberg trying to get around his man, puts it up with the right hand. Will they give it to him? They will. The bucket counts. Lindberg will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Foul called on Justin Dammy. Dammy whistled for his second. Checking into the contest for Concordia will be Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts is back in. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Lindberg. Lindberg now 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 9 points, and the defenders lead by 8, 26-18. Concordia with the basketball. Comes left side over to Vogt. Vogt with the ball. Vogt gives it up to Ziegler. Ziegler to White. White with the basketball. White passes into the corner. Vogt. Vogt guarded there by Terp. Vogt lowers his shoulder, and he's going to be called for traveling. So Adam Vogt called for traveling. Alex Terpstra didn't give any ground that time. Brian Sumner checks into the game for Dort College. Dalton Franken will check out. So Dalton Franken checks out of the ballgame. Dort College will walk the ball up. Patrick Nabla will take it across the half-court stripe. Nabla with it in between the circles. He goes high post. Lindberg guarded there by Robbie Thomas. They've changed up their defensive approach on Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball, tries to pass it out. It's taken away by White. White driving in, lays it up with the right hand. Good. DeAndre White with a steal and the bucket. And it's 26-20, Dort College leading by 6. Lindberg passes left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg working against Thomas, comes back over to Nabla. Now Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner back over to Patrick. Nabla, 3, buries it. Patrick Nabla with his first three of the day. Dort College leads 29-20. 7:01 left to play in the first half. Right side, Ziegler. Ziegler, Thomas. Thomas passed through the lane, taken away by the defenders. They're going to press the issue. Nabla into the front court. Drops it off for Sumner. Sumner shovels it back outside Terp. Terp, 3, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter, and Den Herter has it swatted away by White. Now it's loose, picked up by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia with the ball. DeAndre White swatted that one away from behind. And the Concordia Bulldogs have the basketball back, trailing 29-20. Folkerts with it, working against Den Herder, 30 feet from the hoop. He passes back over to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball, leading Folkerts. And Folkerts has to save it in off of Patrick Nabla out of bounds. Nabla is out. Rindles is in. Kachi is in. Terpstra is out. Concordia to inbound the basketball. DeAndre White to throw it in. White gets it in to Folkerts. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Den Herder over to Lindbergh. Ahead to Rindles. Rindles head full of steam. Stops on the left side. Comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Rindles. Rindles underneath Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up. Jump the hoop and he's fouled. David Den Herder finally gets one to go. He's been close on a couple other opportunities. That time he's able to finish it off in the lane. He gets fouled and he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Concordia. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball. David Den Herder will shoot a free throw. Den Herder coming off a career-high game against the Briarcliff Chargers on Wednesday night. An instrumental part in Dort College getting that overtime victory over the Briarcliff Chargers. And the junior from Sioux Center kicks that free throw off the heel, no good. Dort College on defense now leading 31-20. Concordia with the basketball driving in. Shot is up, blocked by Den Herder, but a foul called as Micah Colway will go to the free throw line, and Colway will shoot his first free throws of the season. He's averaging 5 points per ball game, but he has not shot a free throw yet this year. Den Herder had 16 in that game with Briar Cliff on Wednesday night. Colway, first free throw, the left-hander is good. He is the son of assistant coach Marty Colway. Marty was the interim head coach last year for the Concordia Bulldogs after Grant Schmidt resigned early in the school year. Second free throw by Colway is up and good. It's a 31-22 ball game. Concordia showing full court pressure defense. Let's see how Dort College handles it. Sumner with the basketball, gives it away to Rindles. Rindles into the lane, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, it'll be Concordia basketball. Dort College had a chance. Rindles a little off balance on that 4A into the lane, though, and Concordia has the basketball back and a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. It's 31-22. With the basketball, bringing it up is DeAndre White. White goes left side, comes back over to Vogt. Vogt drives it in. Lays it up with the right hand, good. Adam Vogt with his first 2 points today. Dort College leads 31-24. Right side, Kachi. Kachi sets, fires three, cash it. Three-point basket for Austin Kachi. Dort College leads 34-24. Walker back the other way. Dort College now back on defense. And now an over-the-back foul is going to go on Folkerts as Walker missed the layup. Just got done saying Dort College didn't get back on defense, and they've got to retreat a little more rapidly. Concordia trying to push the tempo. And a one-and-one opportunity on the way for Dort College and Austin Kachi. They say Kachi was fouled on the play. Coming over the top that time, committing the foul was Folkerts. And checking back into the game will be Justin Dammy. Folkerts has just picked up his second personal. Dort College leading by 10. Kachi shooting a free throw, 1-1. First free throw by Austin is up and down. Kachi is a 90% free throw shooter, 36 now of 40 from the charity stripe. He's got another one on the way. Dort College extending the lead to 11 and now 12. 5 points for Kachi, 5 in a row for Kachi, in fact. Dort College leads 36-24. Concordia basketball, 5:05 left to go in the half. Concordia basketball, Vogt. Vogt will cock and fire the three, and he hits it. Adam Vogt with five straight. 36-27, Dort College leading. Dort College basketball, Rindles. And Rindles is fouled on the play by Micah Colway. Colway whistled for the personal. And that's team foul number 10 on the Bulldogs. Double bonus time for the defenders and Nate Rindles. So Rindles will shoot two. Nathan Rindles, the sophomore from Boulder, Colorado. First free throw by Rindles is up and good. He's got 3 points today. York College leading by 10. Another free throw on the way by Rindles. That one's up and good as well. So Dort College gets a couple of free throws from Nathan Rindles. And the defenders lead by 11, 38-27. Rindles with 4 points. Concordia basketball. This is Vogt off the dribble. He's going to drive in, plays it up with the right hand, and he's single-handedly taking this game over for Concordia, trying to keep his team close. Dort College leads 38-29. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it out front. Back over to Rindles. Rindles to Kachi. 4:25 and counting. Dort College by 9. Into the corner it goes, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. High post to Tyler. Tyler puts it up. Cut the hoop. And he's fouled. They will count the basket. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Waltersdorf is 2-for-5 from the free throw line this afternoon. Let's see if he can get rolling. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Waltersdorf completes the three-point play. 41-29, Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, matching their biggest lead. With the right side, Thomas. Thomas, and we've got a foul called on Concordia and Justin Dammy, and Dammy has just picked up his third personal. Dammy has just picked up his third personal foul by my count. No, is that his fourth? I can't fathom he's still on the floor if he's got four personals. Are you kidding me? With it at the top of the floor, top of the key is Rindles. Dort College leading by 12. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi fires a three. Bang it down! Three-point basket for Austin Kachi. He's got eight, and the defenders lead 44-29. Walker, pass underneath. Dammy, Dammy, layup good. Justin Dammy, he's playing with four fouls right now. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dammy will check out of the contest. Checking in for Concordia is Stephen Llewellyn. So Stephen Llewellyn will check into the contest. With it right side is Robbie Thomas. Thomas with the basketball, Dort College by 13 at 44-31. Taking it away is Rindles. Rindles back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh head full of steam. Tyler Waltersdorf right side. Rindles. Rindles over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh short corner back over to Waltersdorf. Right side Franken. Franken Lindbergh. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Kyle with the basketball back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up. Kachi. Kachi long three. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Dort College leading 44-31. Rindles will set the offense under 3 minutes to play in this half. Dalton Franken with the basketball. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, right side, Kachi. Kachi, lob passed over the top. Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up, and he's fouled. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That's foul number one on Stephen Llewellyn. Well, the Concordia natives getting a little restless this afternoon. Foul called on the play. That's number one on Llewellyn. Dort College in the double bonus. Free throw by Lindbergh is up and through. Kyle Lindbergh with a made free throw. Stretches the lead back to 14. And Lindbergh shooting another free throw. Dort College pressing the issue on offense. Getting to the free throw line. Second free throw by Lindbergh. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. 45-31. Dort College in front. Kachi with the basketball. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla right side. Kachi. Kachi gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh trying to feed it underneath. And Lindbergh, Waltersdorf is fouled on the play. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's foul number two on Colway. And Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line with the defenders leading 45-31. Free throw by Tyler up and through. Tie with 10 points by my count. Sharing team honors with Lindbergh. Second free throw by Ty, no good. So he makes one of two. And the defenders lead 46-31. This could be a 20-point lead if Dort College made their free throws in this first half. 2:25 left to go in the first half. For the basketball out front, Concordia, Walker. Walker puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Stewart College in transition. Lindbergh up the floor quickly. He's going to sidestep a defensive player, lays it up, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. 2:08 left to play in the half. Dort College 46, Concordia 31. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Patrick Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh gives it up to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball, puts it on the floor against Thomas, and Tyler's going to be called for a charge. Tyler Walterstorff whistled for his first personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the defenders, but player control foul, so no free throw shot in that instance. 2 minutes remaining in the half. Adam Vogt with the basketball. Vogt with 7 points. All coming in about the last 3 or 4 minutes for Concordia. He goes right side over to Walker. Dort College in man-to-man defense. Concordia basketball. They isolate Thomas on the right side. Thomas lost it. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Tyler Walterstorff got a hand on it in the far corner down to the baseline. They'll inbound now on the sideline near the baseline, about 10 feet up on the baseline, opposite me. With the basketball is Walker. Walker with the basketball. Walker comes back over to Vogt. 10 to shoot for Concordia. Vogt will isolate. He's going to stop. Puts it up. Blocked by Knoblaugh. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. 1:29 remaining. Comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right wing. Kachi to Franken. Dalton with the basketball. Dalton will fire the 15-footer. Got it. Dalton Franken with 8 points, and the defenders open up a 48-31 lead. Now you want one more stop and maybe get the last shot of the half. Concordia basketball, 1:08 and counting. Right side it goes over to Vogt. Vogt again, they try to isolate him. He drives in, draws some contact. Vogt fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Adam Vogt, a 88% free throw shooter. Foul is charged to Dort College. And that foul is going to go on Patrick Knoblaugh, his second. So Vogt, as much of a sure thing from the free throw line as you can get, 88%, and he makes that one. 51 of 58 now from the charity stripe. Dort College leading 48-31. I beg your pardon, 48-32 now. Another free throw on the way for Vogt. This one's up and good as well. So Vogt, the senior, with 9 points, and he's gotten them recently. Pass goes for to Tyler Walterstorff. Gives it up, Dalton Franken. Franken back over to Ty. Ty into the lane. Back over to Dalton. 17-footer, left elbow, no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dalton, by Adam Vogt. It'll be Dort College basketball. 48-33, Dort College by 15. Inbounding the basketball will be Knoblaugh. 46.5 seconds left to go in the half. Dump it underneath, and getting free is Austin Kachi. Kachi with 10. Dort College leads 50-33. 50-33, Concordia basketball, left side. With it is Colway. Colway into the lane. Comes back outside to Llewellyn. Llewellyn back to Vogt. Vogt guarded by Kachi. They screen for him. And a foul called before the shot on Kyle Lindbergh. And for Kyle, that's going to be number 2. Adam Vogt will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 22.2 seconds remaining in the half. Dort College 50, Concordia 33. And the free throw by Vogt is good. Well, Vogt single-handedly has kept his team somewhere close in this game. He's got 10 points, and he might have 10 in a row. Thomas had a 3-pointer in there as well, but Vogt has done the bulk of his damage in the last 5 or 6 minutes. Dort College leads 50-35 after he makes both free throws. Dort College can hold for the final shot of the half. Lindbergh will have it out near half court. Lindbergh with the basketball, 10 to shoot. They get it back over to Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh back over to Lindbergh, 6 to shoot. Lindbergh to Kachi. Kachi fires, 17-footer, no good. Tap, no good, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 50, Concordia 35. Let's take a break and be back with more from Seward, Nebraska, right after this.
As you.
You're for listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Door College Defenders have led almost from the start. Concordia had a 2-1 lead. Door College scored the next 7 points in a row to take an 8-2 advantage. Had their first double-digit lead at 13-3. Concordia trimmed it back to 5 at 18-13, and again at 23-18. It was a 6-point ball game at 26-20. North College got the lead up to double digits at 31-20. Concordia had it back to 31-24. North College scored 5 points in a row to go up 12, 36-24. And had as much as a 17-point lead at 48-31 and again at 50-33. And they closed the half up 50-35 for Dort College. Three players for Dort College with 10 points apiece. Kachi, Lindberg, and Waltersdorf all with 10. For Concordia, they're topped by Adam Vogt with 11. Let's take a break and be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders leading at halftime 50-35 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College 17 of 38 from the floor, 5 for 12 on threes, 11 of 19 on free throws. Comes out to 44.7% on field goals, 41.7% on three-pointers, and 57.9% on free throws. For Concordia, 12 of 27 from the floor, 44.4%. 2 of 5 on threes for 40%. 9 of 12 on free throws for 75%. Concordia with 10 turnovers, Dort College with 5. Rebounds, Dort College holds a 23-20 rebounding advantage. Dort College led in scoring by Austin Koch. He's 10 points. Kyle Lindberg with 10. Tyler Waltersdorf also with 10. Dalton Franken has 8, 4 for Nathan Rindles, 3 each for Patrick Nablaugh, Alex Terpstra, and David Den Herter. For Concordia, Adam Vogt has 11 points, 6 for Chandler Folkerts, 5 for DeAndre White, 5 for Robbie Thomas, 5 for Aaron Walker. He started the ball game, played 3 minutes and 40 seconds. He picked up 2 fouls and was relegated to the bench from that point on. So that is what happened to him. He picked up 2 early ones and then had to check out of the ball game. 4 points for Justin Dammy, 2 each for Seth Curran and Micah Colway. Concordia is topped in rebounding by Robbie Thomas with 8. Chandler Folkerts has 5, 3 for DeAndre White. For Dort College, Austin Kachi, Kyle Lindberg, Dalton Franken, and Tyler Waltersdorf each have 3 rebounds. David Denherter also with 3 rebounds. Nathan Rindles with 2. Nate Rindles has 3 assists to lead Dort College. 4 different players have 1 steal each for the defenders, while Concordia has 2 players with 1 steal each. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a check of the scores from halftime of the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime scores in the conference look like this in men's play. Hastings leads Briarcliff 40-22. Doan over Mount Marty 33-16. Nebraska Wesleyan over Northwestern 41-39. Dakota Wesleyan leads Midland at halftime 43-39. And Dort College tops Concordia at halftime 50-35. In women's play earlier today, it was Briarcliff losing to Hastings 86-68. Doan hands Mount Marty a loss 75-70. That was a battle of teams that are winless in the conference. Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan 105-53. Dakota Wesleyan an 85-74 winner over Midland. Midland falls from the ranks of the unbeaten in the conference. And it was Concordia over Dort College 89-66. Women's standings. Northwestern's atop the league right now at 5-0. Midland is 5-1. Concordia is 4-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 2-1. Hastings is 3-2. Briarcliff is 4-3. Dort College is 2-3. Morningside is 1-3. They play Dakota State later today. Mount Marty, Nebraska, and Nebraska Wesleyan are both 0-4. And Doan hopped over the top of those two teams into the number 9 spot in the conference. They are 1-5 after their win earlier today. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half play from the Walls Center on the campus of Concordia University, Seward, Nebraska. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just about set to begin play here in the second half, and we are underway with the second half of play. Concordia with their original starting five on the floor. They pass it over to Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts gives it up Robbie Thomas. Thomas underneath. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball back over to Aaron Walker. Walker gives it up. Comes back right side. They give it into the corner. Robbie Thomas, three-pointer, planted it on the backboard. Taken away by Dort College on the back of the iron and then off of the backboard. Dort College basketball. Lindbergh comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi back over to Franken. Franken, jumper from 12, good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 52-35. Dort College by 17. Right side with the basketball. Concordia, they give it up to Vogt. Vogt cut off, gets it away. Left side to Walker. Walker with the basketball. Walker gives it up to Thomas. Thomas, spin move, dumps it underneath. Folkerts, and Folkerts is fouled on the play by Lindbergh. Lindbergh has been called for foul number three. Kyle Lindbergh whistled for the personal. Chandler Folkerts will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So the free throw's on the way for Folkerts. Free throw is up and good. He's averaging 10.4 points per game. Folkerts is 6'8". He's a freshman from Milford, Nebraska. This Concordia team chock full of freshmen and sophomores this season. Second free throw no good. Dort College leads 52-36. Into the front court with it is Tyler Walterstorff. He's got it left side over to Franken. Franken to Tyler. Tyler against Thomas. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Nothing there. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi left side Franken. Franken down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 17 to shoot. Backing his way in against Folkerts. His hook shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff comes up with a loose ball. He's got a dozen. 54-36. Credit Nathan Rindles was sticking his nose in there on that offensive rebound attempt. The ball came loose. Tyler Walterstorff picked it up. Got the short shot to go. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Defenders into the front court. Lindbergh with the basketball. Ball deflects off of the official. Now it's loose, and they're going to call Lindbergh for his fourth foul. Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his fourth, and that's one where he's just got to live to play a few more plays. Instead, he reached in and grabbed as that ball was loose, and now both teams have a player with four fouls each. Concordia with the basketball. They give it up. DeAndre White. Dort College up 18, 54-36. Robbie Thomas with the basketball. Let's see how Dort College plays without their leading scorer on the floor. Thomas, hook shot from the with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Nate with a head full of steam. He goes left side to Franken. Franken fading away. His shot on the baseline is good. Dalton Franken with 12 points. Dort College leads 56-36. Dort College expanding the lead to 20. They've outscored Concordia 6-1 here in the second half. And now the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Folkerts. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Den Herter on the floor for Lindbergh. Otherwise, you've got the starting, there's nine of the starting 10 on the floor for these two teams combined. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with it up front. Passes over to Franken. Franken puts it on the floor. Gets around Thomas. Puts it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter fouled on the play, and David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 56-36. Dort College by 20. 17-26 left to play in this ballgame. Kyle Lindbergh moments ago picked up his third and fourth fouls. David Den Herter will shoot two. Den Herter averaging 7.8 points per contest. So the free throw on the way for the junior from Sioux Center. Too strong, no good. Got a few too many players on this Dort College team under 70% for free throws. You hope that is taken care of by the end of the year. Den Herter makes one of two. He's now 1-for-3 for the ballgame. He's got 3 points, and the defenders lead 57-36. Concordia basketball, Thomas. Thomas on the right wing. He passes it over to White. Now, beg your pardon, that's Walker. Walker, down low to Thomas. Thomas, soft jumper, left side is good. Robbie Thomas with a two-point basket. He's got 7. 57-38, our score. Door College up by 19. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Rindles. Rindles goes left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Comes back over to Tyler. Kachi swings it right side, Rindles. Rindles down low to Den Herter. Back over to Franken. Franken steps into the free throw line jumper. It's good. He's got 14, six of them in the second half. Door College leads 59-38. With the basketball, right side is DeAndre White. White with the basketball comes over to Folkerts. Folkerts back to White. White with the basketball. White has it on the left side, comes back over to Thomas. Lob passed over the top, taken away by Rindles on the help defense. Rindles saw the lob coming. He's in transition now, feeds Tyler. Tyler's shot no good. That there for the rebound. Cleaning up the mess is David Den Herter. He's got five. North College leads 61-38. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Concordia. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR.
Got it.
Leading Concordia 61-38. North College, strong start to the second half, outscoring Concordia 11-3 in the first 3 minutes and 42 seconds of this half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. North College with the lead. Concordia with the basketball after the timeout. They've got three remaining. Adam Vogt coming hard around the screen. David Den Herter unable to slide over quickly enough, and Den Herter is called for the block foul. Foul number one on David. Foul number three on the defenders already in this half. Throwing the ball in will be White. White throws it in over the top. Colway. Colway with the basketball. Pass comes right side. They get it underneath. Folkerts. Folkerts layup good. Folkerts with nine. North College leads 61-40. Rindles with the basketball. Gets it away to Tyler. Tyler Waltersdorf gives it up to Franken. Dalton with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Rindles. Rindles left side to Tyler Waltersdorf. Kachi right wing. Kachi gives it up Tyler. Tyler shakes right, goes left, kicks it over to Rindles. Rindles on the baseline. Rindles working against Vogt. His shot no good. Rebound tapped, and now a foul on the play. As Rindles and Vogt get tangled up, they're going to call foul. I'm not sure who it's going to be against. And I believe they're going to call Rindles with a foul. Nate Rindles picks up his third personal. .15:35 left to play in this ballgame. With the basketball out front is White. White passes over to Vogt. Vogt with it at the top of the key. He passes left side, gives it up to Colway. Colway, right side to Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt comes back, left side, White. White, kick out pass, Colway. Colway, three, got it. Colway with the three-point basket. He's got five, and the defender lead is down to 61-43, an 18-point advantage for the defenders. Five unanswered by Concordia. 14:55 and counting. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up. Shot no good, but David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throws on the way for David Den Herter. 14:51 left to play in this ballgame. Chandler Folkerts has just picked up his third personal. Brian Sumner waiting at the scorer's table. Free throw on the way for Den Herter. He is up and down. Den Herter with another one on the way. David with 6 points off the bench. A little more playing time here in the second half, early playing time in the second half. With Kyle Lindberg picking up his fourth personal foul. Back into the contest is Justin Dammy. Free throw on the way for Den Herter is up and through. It's a 20-point ball game. David Den Herter with 7 points, 7.8 points per game average, so he's right there now. 5 points in the second half for Den Herter. Thomas gets a screen. Thomas on the wing comes back over to Dammy. Dammy gives it up Thomas. Thomas down to the baseline, cut off by Sumner. Comes back over to Colway. Colway another three. Colway hits another three, and it's a 17-point ball game, 73-46, back-to-back threes by Colway. Colway retreating on defense now, and he steps into the passing lane. It's taken away by Colway, and Colway lays it up and down. Micah Colway with 10 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 63-48, and that's where we started the half at. Franken passes over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up. Back over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Comes back out front. They give it up. Kachi. Kachi, ball fake. Shovels it inside. Denherter. Denherter off of the glass. Good. David Denherter with 9 points, and Coach Ross Dalma, as he'll do after made shots quite often, he'll call a timeout and talk things over with his team. He's seeing something on defense that I don't think he's liking. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier today, NAIA football fans, Great Plains Athletic Conference football fans, Morningside had their season come to an end in the semifinals, 35-0. NAIA National Volleyball Championships happening in Sioux City this week as well. Great Plains Athletic Conference teams eliminated yesterday. Dort College and Northwestern both eliminated in the first round of single elimination play. And Midland was eliminated by Texas at Brownsville last night. Texas at Brownsville will now play Biola, a team Dort College faced in the second pool match of the week. Biola and Texas at Brownsville playing for the title. Down to the baseline is Colway. Comes back over to Thomas. Thomas lets fly with a three, and he hit it. Robbie Thomas with 10 points. And slowly, this Concordia team starting to heat up. 13:35 left to go in the game. Dort College leading 65-51. Kachi with the basketball on the wing. Kachi comes back over to Franken. Franken back over to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Austin gets it down low to Denherter. They don't bring the help. He crosses over, fires it up, shot no good. Fight for the basketball is taken away by Rindles. Cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Nate Rindles again sticking his nose in down low for the offensive rebound. He goes up strong, and Nate Rindles will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Rindles will go to the free throw line. Sumner checks out. Checking in is Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to shoot, Rindles to shoot the free throw, and Nate hits it. He's 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Dort College back in front, 68-251. 17-point advantage for the defenders. With the basketball, you just got to get a few stops again. Colway with the basketball, take away some of the confidence for the Concordia Bulldogs. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. And Dammy, it'll be Dort College basketball. 13:01 remaining. Dort College by 17. Rindles in the backcourt with a basketball. Concordia showing full court pressure defense. Waltersdorf hands it off to Rindles. Rindles back over to Tyler. Tyler with it on the right side. They hammer it down low again to Denherter. Denherter, Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken, mid-range jumper, good. He's got 16. 70-51. Dort College back by 19. 12:38 left to go in the ballgame. Driving is White. And Nate Rindles has just picked up his fourth. Well, now you've got two players on the Dort College side of the ledger with four fouls. Hey, 12:34 left to go. Dort College by 19. Alex Terpstra is going to check into the game as well. Dalton Franken will check out. Inbounding the basketball, left side of the lane will be Seth Curran. Comes back to Colway. Colway to Curran. Curran dumps it underneath Dammy. Dammy, hook shot off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away as Waltersdorf snakes in for the defensive rebound. Tyler with the basketball. He drops it into the corner. Kachi. Kachi with it. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla, Terp. Terp, three. Buries it. Alex Terpster with six. Dort College leads 73-51. Dort College back in front by 22. Curran with the basketball, throws it away. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. 12:01 left to play in this ballgame. Folkerts is in, Dammy is out. Ziegler is in. Vogt is out. Throwing the ball in is Colway. Colway gets the return pass. Colway puts it on the floor, drives in. Ball collision, no call made. Now it's down on the floor, and a timeout charge to Concordia. They have two left as they call the timeout to preserve the possession. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. By the Van Inkelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College with their biggest lead ball game here at 22. 15 to shoot for the Bulldogs. Concordia basketball over to Thomas. Robbie Thomas with it into the corner. Curran. Curran with the ball. Curran with it in the right corner. He passes it underneath. Folkerts. Folkerts. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Alex Terpstra. Terpstra hands it off to Patrick Nabla. Nabla into the front court. Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Back over to Nabla. Nabla with it out front. Nabla with it on the right wing. This is back over to Terpstra, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And I believe that's going to go on Dort College. An illegal screen called on David Den Herter. That's the same one. 73-51 our score. Defenders leading by 22, Concordia basketball. They go high post over to Folkerts. Folkerts with it. Folkerts comes right side, gets it over to Thomas. Thomas, they close out Curran. Curran to Colway. Colway, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it up to Nabla. Nabla, Terp. Terp, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Nabla. Nabla retreats to the perimeter, gives it back over to Kachi. Kachi back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Tyler. Tyler, Austin. Austin down to the baseline. Stops. Kick out Nabla. Nabla, Terp. Terp. Ball fake. Nothing there. Drives in. Feeds it underneath. Den Herter. Layup good. David Den Herter with 9 points in the second half. 11 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 75-51. Concordia basketball. Concordia had threatened. Dort College has ballooned the lead back up to 24. Thomas will put up the three. He hits it off the heel. No good. Off the top of the backcourt. Two players hit the floor. Here comes Dort College. Kachi into the front court. Kachi comes over to Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, too many dribbles. Ball's taken away by Curran. Curran with the basketball. Gives it up to Ziegler. Ziegler back over to Colway. Colway, three, no good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. Lindbergh and Kachi check out. Lindbergh and Sumner check in. Danny Voss checks in for Patrick Nabla. 10:08 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College leading 75-51. Thomas gets it in to Joel Haywood. First time we've seen Haywood. Haywood, freshman of the year in the conference a couple of years ago, battling back from a preseason surgery. First game action for him. They give it off to Robbie Thomas. Thomas with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 75-53. Sumner with the basketball. Terpstra. Terpstra on the curl cut. Ball fake. Dumps it underneath. Tyler. Tyler. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Robbie Thomas commits the personal. His second. Tyler will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 14 points for Waltersdorf. He'll go to the charity stripe to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. For Tyler, I believe this is his third attempt at a three-point play. And he missed it. 77-53, Dort College leading by 24. Back we go the other way, Concordia basketball. Thomas. Thomas into the lane. Thomas dumps it off Folkerts. Folkerts layup good. Chandler Folkerts with 11. Dort College leads 77-55. Back the other way we come, Lindbergh. Lindbergh goes right side, Terpstra, Terpstra, Voss, Voss, Sumner. Sumner swinging around the horn, and they feed it down low for Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to handle it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball out of bounds. 77-55 our score. Defenders leading by 22, 9-13. Danny Voss gets called for a foul in the backcourt, and it's going to be bonus time now for Concordia and DeAndre White. 1-1 opportunity for DeAndre White. White with 4 points, and he makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Another free throw on the way for DeAndre White. This one's up, and he makes that one as well. So DeAndre White makes them both. 64% free throw shooter. He makes them both, and the Dort College lead is 77-57. 9:05 remaining in regulation. Sumner with the basketball. He goes right side, Danny Voss. Voss with it out front, comes back over to Tyler. Tyler to Terpstra, and Terpstra has it stripped away. Coming up with it is DeAndre White. White, shot no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound Joel Haywood into the corner. Three-pointer by Zegler, no good. Rebound taken down by Sumner, and Sumner is fouled on the play. And that's going to go on Chandler Folkerts, and that's number 4 on Folkerts. And we are not shooting free throws yet. That is just team foul number 5 on the defenders on Concordia. And Dort College will have to inbound the basketball. On the floor for the defenders now, it's Kachi, Walterstorff, Frank, and Lindbergh, and Rindle. So the original starting 5. We'll see how long that is able to last. You've got 2 players on the floor with 4 fouls for the defenders, leading by 20. Lindbergh passes left side over to Frank, and Frank and right side Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles looking down low for Tyler. Instead comes out front Dalton. Dalton gives it underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in, puts it up. Baby hook is blocked. Gets his own rebound back. 15 to shoot. Lindbergh back over to Kachi, and it's taken away by Haywood. Haywood driving up the floor with the right hand. His shot no good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh is going to put it on the floor. Long pass into the front court. Kachi. Kachi is fouled on the play, and the foul is going to go on Eli Zegler. Zegler picks up his first. That's team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs. 8:13 remaining. Checking into the contest is Adam Boat. Checking out is Eli Zegler. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Nate Rindles. Rindles looking to throw it in. Gets it into Tyler. Tyler, layup good. Tyler Walterstorff with a 2-point basket. He's got 16. Dort College leads 79-57. 79-57 our score. Driving the other way, getting the layup is DeAndre White. He's got 8 points. Came in averaging 5.4 points per game. Dort College leads 81-57. I think they gave it to the wrong side. It should be 79-59. Kyle Lindbergh inside, 2-point basket on the hook shot. Now it's 81-59. They've got the score corrected. They get it underneath to Dammy. Dammy with the right hand scoops it up. Good. Justin Dammy with the 2-point basket. He's got 6, and the defender lead is 81-61. 7:29 left to play in the game. Left side it goes. Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Franken. Franken gives it up. Rindles. Rindles drops it down low for Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Tyler. Tyler to Rindles. Rindles puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Thomas. Robbie Thomas into the front court for Concordia. 7 minutes remaining. And we've got a hand check called on Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff has just picked up his second. Robbie Thomas will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to cut into the 20-point lead. Well, Dort College, the old rule of thumb is always a point a minute for a lead, and you should be in good shape. We'll see if that holds true this evening. Robbie Thomas shooting free throws. These are the ones that Concordia obviously needs. Clock is stopped. You can make up some ground without losing time. Another free throw on the way for Thomas. This was a 15-point ball game at halftime. Dort College is led by as many as 24. That one's off the heel, no good. And Dort College's lead is 19-81-62. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Kachi, Kachi to Franken. Franken three, splashes it in. Dalton Franken with another three, his 5th field goal of the second half. He's got 19, and the defenders lead 84-62. Franken came in averaging 15.1 points per game. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Here comes Dort College, 6:30 and counting. Lindbergh gap back over to Kachi. Kachi working against Vogt, gives it up right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh ball fake. He's going to drive baseline. Dumps it off to Den Herter. Den Herter fouled on the play. And David will go back to the free throw line and shoot two more free throws. Lindbergh setting Den Herter up that time. And David Den Herter will go to the free throw line. Den Herter with 11 points by my count. Playing pretty effective minutes again tonight. Misses the free throw, though. There's one part of the game where Dort College hasn't been sharp today. It has been their free throw shooting. Alex Terpstra checks into the contest. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. Den Herter 3-for-6 today. And 4-for-7 as he makes 1-of-2. 85-62, Dort College leading by 23. 6:20 left to play in the game. Concordia basketball, Adam Vogt. Vogt on the left side. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Vogt guarded by Terpstra. Goes right side over to White. White with the basketball. White to Vogt. Vogt on the left wing. Vogt lowers his shoulder. Picks up his dribble. Gives it back over to White. White underneath Walker. Lost it. Taken away by Terpstra. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. Terpstra goes right side. Rindles. Rindles penetrates. Nothing there. Franken. Franken puts up the little hook shot in the lane. It's good. Floater by Dalton Franken. Franken very quietly, very steadily having a whale of a game tonight. 21 points for Franken. Dort College leads 87-62. Dammy, little hook shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Here comes Dort College with a basketball. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the left wing. Lindbergh comes back right side. They give it up. Terpstra. Terpstra. Den Herter. Den Herter, double clutch. Shot good. David Den Herter with 14 points. Dort College leads 89-62. 5:15 and counting. Well, Concordia made a little run to get it to under 20. Dort College responds, leading by 27 now. White with the basketball. His shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up to Rindle. Rindles with the ball. Rindles kicks into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra, round the horn they go, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles tries to penetrate, and it's taken away by Haywood. Haywood with a basketball on the left side. Joel Haywood gives it up to White. White, Vogt. Vogt. Coxon fires. Three, no good. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken with a basketball. Franken with it at the top of the key. Shovels it back outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off the window. No good. Gets his own rebound back. No, it's taken back by White. 4:25 left to play in the game. Both teams showing signs of fatigue. Driving in is Vogt. Vogt fouled on the play by Terpstra. And Vogt will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Dort College up 89-62. And free throws on the way for Adam Vogt. Adam Vogt with 11 first half points. He's been scoreless since. I think we're going to have three new players in for the defenders. Austin Vermeer, Patrick Knoblaugh, and Brian Sumner checking in. Danny Voss checks in as well for Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College leading 89-63. So the first free throw was good for Vogt. He's got another one coming. 12 for Adam Vogt. This one's up and good as well. So Adam Vogt with 13. And the Dort College defenders lead at 89-64. Adam Vogt, one of those players who it seems like he has been around forever. Finally going to graduate this year. He's a senior for Concordia. Just very quietly, very steadily goes about his business. Jump ball on the play. Forcing the jump ball was Walker and Brian Sumner. Dort College setting up their offensive play as they'll inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. It's 89-64, Dort College in the driver's seat. Throwing the ball in will be Patrick Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh throws in over the top, gets it in to Danny Voss. Dort College with five freshmen on the floor right now. They dump it underneath. Knoblaugh saves it in Vermeer. Vermeer reverses Sumner. Sumner, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound, Patrick Knoblaugh. The ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. You've got Sumner, Voss, Terpstra, and Knoblaugh on the floor for the defenders. Austin Vermeer averaging 4.4 points per game. Ball inbounded, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Concordia, it'll be North College basketball. Terpstra is out. J.D. Bohr checks in. Bohr, a sophomore from Hull, Iowa. 89-64, North College leading. Knobble out to throw it in. Gets it into the corner. Voss. Voss pulls the trigger for three. No good. And a foul called on the rebound against Austin Vermeer. Austin Vermeer whistled for the personal. That's his first. North College leading 89-64. Shooting a free throw will be Aaron Walker. Walker will shoot two. He's 1-for-4 today by my count. And probably should be 2-for-4, actually. He's got two. Well, beg your pardon. He misses that. He has not been credited with a point, so somewhere along the line I had him shooting free throws when I shouldn't have. He misses that free throw. Another one on the way for Walker. Walker's been shut out, averages 7.1 points per game. He makes that free throw. It's 89-65. With the basketball is Voss. 3:40 and counting. Comes over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr down to the baseline. Nothing there. Gives it up Vermeer. Vermeer down to the baseline as well. Comes back out to Danny Voss. Right side it goes to Sumner. Sumner, Bohr. Bohr, left side to Voss. Voss to Knobloch. Knobloch with the basketball. Bohr. J.D. Bohr gives it up Sumner. Sumner, Danny Voss. Voss tries to pass it out. It's taken back by J.D. Bohr. Bohr into the corner. Sumner. Sumner, three-pointer, launched it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the rebound off the missed three. Adam Vogt with the lay-in at the other end. He's got 15. 89-67, Dort College in front. Knobloch, Sumner, Sumner, Voss. Voss underneath to Vermeer. Vermeer, layup, good. He's fouled. Austin Vermeer with a two-point bucket. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Checking into the contest is Andrew Topp. Patrick Knobloch will check out. So you've got Topp, Bohr, Vermeer, Sumner, and Voss on the floor. Dort College trying to stay perfect in the league. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Vermeer. Vermeer completes the three-point play. With a basketball up front, Ziegler. Ziegler comes right side. That's Isaiah Bockelman. Bockelman, around the horn they go. Comes back into the corner to Walker. Walker, off-balance shot. No good. Rebound cleared out by Stephen Llewellyn. His outlet pass taken away by J.D. Bohr. Bohr up the floor to Topp. Topp to Voss. Voss, head fake. Down into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back out to Topp. Topp, Vermeer. Vermeer, jump hook. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Isaiah Bockelman. Bockelman with the basketball. Bockelman comes right side. This is Ziegler. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound cleared out by Vermeer. 2:10 remaining. Brandon Brewersma is going to check in just a moment as well for the defenders. J.D. Bohr down to the block and has it poked away from behind by Ziegler. Brewersma checks in. Sumner will check out. So Sumner checks out of the ballgame. Dort College will throw it in. All we have to do is play out the final 2:02. They get it into the corner, J.D. J.D., three, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Vermeer. Comes back over to Voss. Danny with the basketball. Drops it inside Brewersma. Brewersma off of the glass, can't finish, no good. Two Concordia players hit the floor. Coming away with it is Bockelman. Bockelman with it on the right side. Bockelman gives it up to Ziegler. Ziegler, his drive into lane is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Derek Gogg checking in for the defenders. Austin Vermeer will check out. So Vermeer checks in place. A couple of minutes, gets a three-point play. They get it over the top to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood puts it in and up in traffic, and he is fouled on the play, I believe, by Brewersma. And Haywood will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Joel Haywood seeing his first action of the year. Had surgery before the season began. Misses the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. I don't think it'll be too long before he's into the regular rotation for this Concordia team. 92-67, Dort College in front. Second free throw by Haywood is good, so he makes one of two. And it's 92-68. Dort College basketball, Gog. Gog goes over to top. Top of the basketball. Goes right side. Underneath Brewersma. Brewersma on the baseline. Comes back over to Boss. Boss gives it into the corner, Andrew Top. 17 on the shot clock. Brewersma, little hook shot. Off the heel, no good. There for the rebound is Gog. Gog puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Derek Gog will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Work the offensive glass. And the freshman from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, will now step to the charity stripe. Derek Gog to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First free throw on the way by the left-hander. Hangs on the rim, falls out. Another one on the way for Derek Gog. 92-68. North College came into the ballgame averaging 93.6 points per game. They've got 92 right now, and Gog gives them 93. One for two for that trip to the free throw line. North College by 25. With it on the right side, Ziegler. Ziegler gives it into the left wing. Three-pointer missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brewersma. Let's over to Voss. 1 minute left to go in the game. Ahead it goes to Gog. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball, bringing it up will be Ziegler. Ziegler feeds it out front. They give it up to Bockelman. Bockelman to Haywood. Haywood saves it in. J.D. Bohr comes up with it. Bohr with it into the front court. Bohr goes right side. Gog. Gog to J.D. J.D. lets fly with a three. Off the heel. No good. Rebound fought for, and now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Brewersma fighting for the ball along with Stephen Llewellyn. And the North College defenders lead 93-68. Shot clock and game clock nearly identical, less than a second difference between the two. Right side pass goes over to Haywood. Haywood buries the jumper. Joel Haywood with 3 points. Dort College leads 93-70. Danny Voss across the timeline. Bockelman will meet him. Pass right side back over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr back over to Voss. Danny Voss with the ball. Voss gives it away to J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr comes back over to Brewersma. 3 seconds remaining, and now Brewersma will let the clock run out, and that's our final. Dort College 93, Concordia 70. Dort College improves to 12-1, 5-0 in the conference. Concordia falls to 1-4, and 3-7. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap coming up next. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Wireless World postgame wrap coming. And before we get to the numbers, let's visit with Coach Ross Dahm. And we're about 3.5 hours away from home. We're going to make this rather snappy because we want to get back on the road and head back to Northwest Iowa. Coach, congratulations. I've been doing this a while, probably longer than I should be, but every time you go on the road in the conference, you breathe a sigh of relief when you get a conference win.
Absolutely, Mike. We just felt that this would be a very difficult game for us coming off a tough, hard-fought win on Wednesday night, going to a place that had a team that was rapidly improving. I really believe this Concordia team is going to be a good team before the end of the year. I think they're really going to continue to improve. But I just really liked our mental focus, something we really talked about yesterday, and I thought our guys did a great job of moving that through and really focusing on what we needed to do tonight.
A little bit of foul trouble in the second half. You ended up relying on some David Denherter came in again off of the bench and played some good minutes for you. Dalton Franken knocked down some jumpers, and Tyler Walterstorff very active for you on the offensive end. Those three really keyed, and there's more to it than that, but those three really stood out for me as I watched the game.
Yeah, those guys were very, like you said, very active. I think they took advantage of some matchups along the way. I think our guys did a really good job of making the extra pass tonight. Took care of the ball for the most part. You know, the area we probably wish we'd have done a better job in was knocking down free throws a bit more consistently. We're doing a good job of getting there, but we've got to be able to convert at a little bit higher rate than what we're currently doing.
Nathan Rindles, talk about his job of running the offense for your team and what he gives you from that point guard position. Obviously, it's different than the point guard position we've seen from the last couple of years. Everybody's got different talents and gifts. Talk about his what he does for your team offensively.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. He obviously is much different than Cliff, but our teammates around him are different than the guys we've had before as well. And bottom line is, Nathan complements what we have, and he does a good job of running things. Very good defender out front, does a lot of good things in terms of putting pressure on the ball. Probably gets us in transition as good as anybody. Pushes the ball hard ahead and creates those two-on-one, three-on-two situations moving forward. But we really like how he's rebounding the ball. He's distributing it well and just has had a really solid season for us.
48 rebounds, 18 of them offensive. Your team continues to do a pretty good job, and there's nobody grabbing 15 rebounds. A lot of people between 4 and 8. Very solid again today, 48 rebounds, 18 of them offensive.
Really think that's the most important stat that we can look at. And our coaching staff, between Coach Eamster and Coach Kaiser, do a wonderful job of really emphasizing that. Do a lot of things in practice to really try to bring that about, and our guys are doing a good job of executing. We did not feel we rebounded very well on Wednesday night, and I thought our guys did a great job here taking care of that aspect.
Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up from Concordia, Coach?
I really like the way our guys were focused tonight and came out. Thought it was a unified effort. These are games that, as you've been around, like you said, long enough. There's certain trap games along the way, but I thought our guys did a wonderful job of just being tough and doing what we needed to do today.
Coach, I'll see you on the bus, and we'll get back to work on Monday.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at the numbers. The Endor College, 34 of 72 from the floor, 47.2%. 7 of 20 on three-pointers, 35%, 18 of 30 on free throws. If there's an area Door College could have improved today, it was their free throw shooting. Yet they still find a way to get the victory today, 93-70. Seems like you're nitpicking at that point. The Door College defenders limited Concordia to 24 of 59 shooting for 40.7%, 5 of 15 on threes, 33.3%, 17 of 24 on free throws, 70.8%. Door College out-rebounds Concordia 48-34. Door College forces 16 turnovers. They commit 13. Here are the numbers. Door College led by Dalton Frankens, 21 points. Tyler Walterstorff with 16. 14 points for David Denherter. 12 points by Kyle Lindberg. 10 for Austin Kachi. 7 for Nathan Rindles. 6 off of the bench for Alex Terpstra. 3 for Patrick Nabla. 3 for Austin Vermeer. 1 for Derek Gogg. And I think I told you David Denherter. He had those 14 off of the bench for Door College. For Concordia, they were paced by Adam Vogt with 15, 13 for Robbie Thomas, 11 for Chandler Folkerts, 10 for Micah Colway, 9 for DeAndre White, 3 by Joel Haywood, 2 for Seth Curran, 6 for Justin Dammey. Rebounds, Kyle Lindberg had 8, all of them defensive, 7 for Tyler Walterstorff, 6 by David Denherter, 5 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Nathan Rindles, 4 for Dalton Franken, 3 for Alex Terpstra, 2 for Austin Vermeer. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Robbie Thomas, a team-high 9 rebounds, 6 for Chandler Folkerts, 5 for DeAndre White. No one else with more than 3. Nathan Rindles with 6 assists. Alex Terpstra credited with 3. DeAndre White, that is, had 5 assists for Concordia. Robbie Thomas had 3 assists for the Bulldogs. Robbie Thomas also had 2 blocked shots. Minutes played for the defenders, that's something I've been keeping an eye on this season. Keep it under 30 when you can, and they did today. No one played more than 28, and everyone played at least a minute 41, so it was good to see everyone get into some significant playing time today. Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard then from today in men's play. It was Hastings over Briarcliff, 87-58. Hastings is now 5-0 in the league. Doan over Mount Marty, 78-49. Doan gets their first win of the season. Mount Marty falls to 0-4. Northwestern holds on for a 2-point win over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-76. Northwestern is now 2-3. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 1-2. Midland over Dakota Wesleyan, 84-77. That was a battle. Dakota Wesleyan, 0-3. And Midland improves to 5-1. And it was Dort College over Concordia, 93-70. The Concordia Bulldogs fall to 1-4 in league play. Morningside will play this evening. Briarcliff also fell to 4-2. Standings then at the conclusion of play today on the men's side. Dort College and Hastings both 5-0. Midland is 5-1. Briarcliff is 4-2. Morningside is idle in conference play. They play Dakota State later tonight. They're 2-2. Northwestern is 2-3. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-2. Concordia 1-4. Doan 1-5. Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty are 0-3 and 0-4, respectively. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening from Seward, Nebraska, where the Dort College Defenders get a split of their doubleheader. Concordia women defeat Dort College 89-66. Dort College men knock off Concordia 93-70. That'll cap a busy week of athletics on the on KDCR and for Dort College athletics. We'll have a little bit of time now before we head to the Corn Palace this Wednesday. Dort College faces Dakota Wesleyan for a women's and men's basketball doubleheader. That's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good day.